I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's tough to get anything for free at an airport. The wireless internet usually costs you, the designer coffee costs you, and more often than not, the waiting area looks like a shopping mall. But one European airport is trying to buck the trend, inviting you to kick back with a good book for free. The World's Clark Boyd reports from Amsterdam.
Schiphol Airport, just outside Amsterdam, is one of Europe's busiest hubs. Each year, more than 45 million passengers come through. Some are in a hurry, trying desperately to catch the next flight. But many international travelers have long layovers at Schiphol, which bills itself as an airport city. It provides the usual array of shops, hotels, and restaurants. But there's also a mortuary, you know, in case your flight is really late. And if you want to get married, you can arrange that here, too. And then there's Holland Boulevard, the long corridor connecting the two main waiting areas for international travelers.
They can have a look, a glimpse of Holland when they are waiting.
Marion Brouwer is a developer at Schiphol.
At Holland Boulevard, everything is focused on the Dutch feeling, like the Dutch living rooms, Dutch things you can eat and drink, services for children, where they can run around in kids' forest, the music. So the colors, even more like orange, and to give people a look at Dutch culture and things we have in Holland.
6 months ago, Holland Boulevard got a new and unique addition.
My name is Dick van Tol, and we're in the library.
Yes, that's right, the Schiphol Airport Library. Van Tol, a librarian with a Dutch organization called Pro Biblio, says the idea got started a while back.
We made contact with Schiphol, and our first line was, if you are an airport city, then you have to have a library, and we can take care of that.
It took a few years, but now this 300-square-foot space houses some 1,200 books. You can find Dutch-language authors and poets translated into 29 different languages. There are also books featuring Dutch photographers, architects, and designers. Katie Hornstein is an American living in Paris. She's got a book on Dutch artists next to her.
Normally in an airport you buy things, like you consume objects, and here you can come consume culture and sort of enlighten yourself while you're traveling. So it's like this little enclave of culture in an airport where you wouldn't expect to see that at all.
Hornstein says she's already posted about the library on her Facebook page, which is exactly what librarian Dick van Tol is hoping for.
We want to be a showcase for Dutch culture. The aim is to not wait until people come to your library, but get the library to the people. We want the library in the neighborhood of where a lot of people come together.
More than 5 million people come through Holland Boulevard each year. The library also features 9 iPads stationed at various seats and tables. They only connect to one website, where you can watch Dutch-related videos or listen to Dutch jazz artists. There's even a download station where you can take some of the materials, not the books or the music, with you on your mobile phone. It costs a little more than $400,000 a year to run the library. Most of that is covered by the Dutch government. Dick van Tol says that one thing they don't need a big budget for is replacement books.
We give trust to the people, and we think we get it back. And I can tell you, I think about a dozen books are taken. But I think we had, maybe 70 books offered as a donation.
By the way, you can't check out books from the Schiphol Airport Library, but you are free to carry them around the terminal and read them at your leisure. And are the airport bookstores worried that this will cut into business? Well, not really. The library doesn't exactly carry the latest New York Times bestsellers. But, Dick van Tol notes, it does offer a great introduction to some of Holland's finest novelists and poets. For The World, this is Clark Boyd, Schiphol Airport.
If you want to hear Dick van Tol's recommendations for your next layover in Amsterdam, we've got a short video of him giving us his top 3 picks at theworld.org.